It's been almost a month since I last recorded anything. Technically, it's going to be a month tomorrow, because I'm recording this on Saturday. And if I'm being honest, I do not think I have a reasonable reason as to why I just let Fridays pass, comfortably not recording or putting out any content. So the first reason I told myself was that I wanted to get a mic first before I continue. So kind of like had a planned break. But I decided to just continue anyways. And secondly, I'm sorry that my voice sounds very, I don't know, I just woke up. And I just got off the phone with my sister. And I decided to record an episode. And so the second reason is that for some weird reason, I've been feeling very uninterested. So podcasting is kind of like therapy for me. Let me sit up so that I sound a lot less beddy. I don't know if that makes sense. But podcasting, just sitting here and talking, has been a form of therapy for me in the past few months. I guess I can say the past year. And so for the past month that I haven't recorded anything, I cannot attribute it solely to the fact that I haven't recorded anything, but I felt uninterested and empty. I would have said void, but I feel like using the word void is too big, or it's me being over extra a bit, to get me. So I feel like sharing at this point, because that's what this is for. I feel like this is something that maybe you could relate to. Maybe I could get past questions, because I do not know what this is, because I'm always very happy-go-lucky, to get. I've always been living in La La Land, and like I said in the last episode, which I did not bother to publicize, so if you have not listened, you can listen to it after this one. But oh my god, I'm sorry, I have to yawn. I said I'm just waking up. It's 8:17 on Saturday morning. And so, like I said in the last episode, don't think about the things that I cannot control and just live life as it is. But it's not been easy, I'm not going to lie. And for somebody who is used to sharing tips, I don't have any single tip on how to navigate this. I don't know. At a point, I felt like I was getting old. Like, okay, okay, if you are new here, thank you for listening to this. But disclaimer, this might come off as me nagging. I don't know. I think that's why I've been scared to put anything out, because I feel like I just don't want to nag. But now I see this as more of me sharing, or I don't know, sharing with the hope of somebody going through this that has past questions helping me. I don't think of this as me nagging anymore. And also because my hostel is unusually quiet today, grace of God is beautiful. Speaking of the grace of God, prior to my whole void, I recorded something with my neighbor Dora on how we get scared when we sin and we refuse to go back to God. And so I think I'll put that out next week, Friday, because I'm about to be consistent. Because this is therapy for me. Anyway, back to the conversation. So I have been void, feeling very void lately. Super duper uninterested. Like, normally I freeze my WhatsApp, but this was more. At first, I froze my WhatsApp because I was avoiding someone. Not too deep, nothing too deep. But after a while, it felt like a burden just going online. I genuinely apologize for that. My sister called me. And so I've been feeling very uninterested in communicating with people. And so going online felt like a burden to me. I've just put on my data, YouTube, watch a video or two or three, Instagram, Twitter, and Moonreader. My latest read is The Last Black Unicorn by Tiffany Haddish. It's a nice book and I'm not still done, mostly because I get uninterested easily these days. And so for somebody, like I mentioned in the episode before my birthday, for somebody that panics about getting older, I think I'm getting old. Like, you know how they say when you start getting old, I'll be when you are getting older, the things that used to interest you before will no longer interest you now. I'm scared that I've gotten to that point. I think that I feel void from the fear, not from even me getting old. Like, I don't, not like old age isn't a bad thing. It's like reality is starting to set in for me. It just feels like I have been flogged out of a dream. It's just like I was sleeping and dreaming peacefully and somebody uses Koboko to flog my head and I just wake up with a shock and reality sets in. That's how I feel. Okay, let me just give you... I did not want to share this. At the moment, I'm going through something. It's not that bad. God is alive. And I did not want to share this at this point. I wanted to share it as when I have gotten over it, because they say tough times don't last, only tough people do, and I believe I am tough in Jesus Christ. So I did not want to share this at this point. I wanted to share it when I'm like past it, but who cares? Life is short. So right on Sunday, I came back from church and I was with my neighbors, Chidera and Sweets. I've started name dropping because I feel like not naming the people around me is weird. So I was with my neighbors, Chidera and Sweets, and we were having this conversation. I think it was about me transferring my bank details to my, like, okay, I am still an infant under law, which I will still like to be even up to 50 if I am left to be an infant. And so my dad still pretty much receives my alert, everything. And I'm at peace because I do not want to see debit alerts. And so they were like, Laura, you know, one day you're going to have to take responsibility for yourself. And I'm like, no. I've already told my daddy. I don't want to take responsibility. I legit told my dad around October last. No, that was not October. September, the month before October. And I legit told him, I said that I am scared of taking responsibility And so he's just going to keep, even when I get start receiving salary, he's still going to have to keep doing stuff for me. And he said, "Laura, no, you know I'm not going to be here forever. You have to adjust." And I'm like, "No, I don't want to adjust." And that was pretty much the center of the conversation I was having with my neighbors. And so they were like, "It will shock you when life is." I was like, "I beg, I'm not ready. You should stop. I don't want stress and all this kind of stuff." And then I'm not going to give too much details, but fast forward into Thursday in this same week, and I'm looking for a job. It's harsh. Life is harsh. No, my dad is still in my life. He's not dead. He's very much alive. And in fact, he doesn't even know I'm looking for a job. If he still listens, then he's practically going to find out here, and I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. But I think I'll explain this. I think I'll go into details much, much later. But if you feel like you need details, feel free to DM me. But I think that I will record an episode with details when I'm over this. I don't know if you understand me. So I went to pick up a work study form. Work study is a kind of it's something you do as a student where you work and you study and you're being paid by the university. And I was supposed to drop that form for my HOD signature yesterday. That was Friday. And he advised me not to work study because it's hard combining both. And then I know that it's hard combining both, but I don't think that I gave it so much thought. And so I went for night class yesterday. That's practically why I'm still sleeping by this time, which is also a lie because I will still be sleeping by this time, whether I went for night class or not. And so in night class, my friend Progress, I don't know, we just got talking and I cried because, okay, I know crying is something I normally do. It's not something special for me to cry. But I cried because I have found the reason for my void in this week, not the void for like the past month, though. Found the reason why I felt sad in this week. Countless times in this week, I'll be walking on the road and I'll just feel like crying. Normally I cry a lot. Chinwe Owoh's mentee. But like no, Mercy Johnson's mentee rather. But like this one is just weird. It's like the wind in my eye makes me cry. It's like seeing cars pass makes me cry. It's like seeing people happy. No, I'm not a witch. It's like seeing people be what I used to be. And you know the weird fact about this is that every morning in this week, aside Monday, which was a public holiday. Okay, Monday I woke up happy. The weird thing is that this week has been long, too long. The weird thing is that I wake up every morning, put on my white shirts, my black skirts, my flash shoes, and I go to class and I open my teeth for the world. And I say, "Oh my God, hi." And I've had a lot of smiling conversations this week. But I'm void inside. I don't know. I don't know. And I got talking with Progress and I realized that my problem this week is the fact that I need a job. I have a job now, thanks to my God-sent lecturer. I have a job. I will put the details when I feel like I'm ready to share the entire details. But I cried because I'm no longer a baby. Like, I want to be a baby for life. I don't know if that makes sense. I just want to be babied. I feel like most of the time I cry because I want to be babied and I see that I'm not babied. Not, oh, I want to be babied by my boyfriend, babied. Like, I want to literally be a baby. I guess that's why I refuse to leave Cerelac and balloons and Capri Sun, which is now the national drink of the youth, and my sippy cup and my baby food flask that has rabbit ears. It's not because I'm weird, it's because I want to feel like a baby. It's because I want to live like a baby. It's because I, but life doesn't work that way. Flora, don't you get it? You're not going to be a baby forever. And then the part of the reason why I wanted to share this is because this podcast is part of my journey. You are part of my journey. I want to be able to come back and say, oh, there was a time in my life. It's like me documenting. Because randomly, I think that when I pass this phase, I might forget it. But now that I've documented it here, I doubt that I'll forget it. I have so, like, I opened my notepad on the 5th. And I saw where I wrote P18, like Project 18. And I had some things done. And so I just went to one corner and I wrote, it's May 5th and there's no money in sight, LOL. Because the plans that I had, I know it's still too early to claim. My birthday is in August, but like, I don't know. I don't know. I should just leave. I'm the one telling myself I should just leave, but tomorrow I'll still come back and still cry about not being a baby. Because it's me, it's who I am, it's what I do. And so at this point in time, I'm really grateful for the people that I have around me. Can't even start calling names. Because I'm blessed, genuinely, not to brag. But I'm genuinely blessed with a lot of good people around me. And I deserve it. I'm not going to say I don't deserve it. Imposter syndrome is starting to kick in. I deserve every single good person that God has planted in my life. And so I'm grateful. If you can listen to this, if you hear this right now, I'm grateful to you. And I thank you for being in my life. This is therapy. This episode has become too long. And so I'm just going to publish this. Thank you for listening. And this is supposed to be, this is what I'm supposed to have done in the beginning. But if this is your first time of listening, I'm so sorry that I had to welcome you on such a depressing note. I'm not depressed. But thank you so much for deciding to click this link. God knows how many times you've seen it and passed it. But please do well to subscribe and check back every Friday. I promise. Pinky swear, check back every Friday. You hear from me. I promise. I'm your friend and now we get gist consistently. And if you are a returning listener, you probably know how I do by now. I love you. So I know I said bye-bye and I love you. But on today's episode of I'm Thankful for the People I Have in My Life, I'm actually crying. So I just finished recording. My God is beautiful, you know. And I just finished recording and my cousin came. And he gave me money. I'm exhausted. Like, just like that. I've changed my name to Laura Billions. But seriously, it still doesn't change. Okay, I think I feel a lot better. Money's therapy too. Okay, bye for real. Thank you.